Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My guest across the way is one of my regulars. I had to kick him off last month because I missed some days myself, and it cost Keith or his... Dang it!
Oh, welcome back.
Oh! How long has it been?
That's only the third time. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I had to ask Chief Cocklazer to come back.
I may not come back now.
You may not. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome across the way Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. Woo!
I'm back.
Glad you're here.
Save a seat for me after a month away.
Thank you so much for coming back, and I hope you'll come back next month after what I just did. It's a term of endearment, isn't it?
I'm used to it.
It was a term of endearment.
That's growing up right there.
Growing up. I'm a little older than Chief Cocklazer, and over the course of time, there were like three people or four people in the world who called him that, and I was one of them, wasn't I?
That's correct.
Who else?
Treva Jackson.
Is that right?
Yep.
And your mom.
Yeah.
She did.
Okay.
She doesn't anymore? No kidding. Well, that's too bad. Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Cocklazer here with the Fairfield City Police Chief or City Police Department, and I got to tell you, the only thing I saw over the past, I was at the Fall Fun Fest. By the way, great job up there.
Ran into you.
Yeah, ran into you, and I ran into you, and I ran into Titzer. I ran into like this cop, that cop, that cop. This cop, that cop, I can understand this was a Thursday night at the Fall Fun Fest. I can understand that you wanted to have crowd control up there for the Roasted Chestnuts show.
That's correct.
But you folks made a concerted effort and had a lot of success at the Fun Fest this year, didn't you?
Yes, we assigned.
Tell me all about that.
A few officers up there.
Did you send more than normal or did
more
you
than normal? I assigned dedicated patrols to the Fall Fun Fest. That's one of our main events of all year.
Uh-huh.
And I believe I averaged between 6 to 7 uniformed officers alone up there, not counting the auxiliary police or the Wayne County EMA.
And this is probably, you typically go like 3 or 4, 2 or 3, something like that?
Yeah, I did 2 last year, and that was the first time that I can recall in my career that we've actually assigned patrols.
Oh, okay.
And I put 2 up there. But this year we made a dedicated effort. I know that we had 7 uniform officers Thursday night, and I believe 6 Friday and Saturday.
And, of course, you know, you mentioned that the one of the things you were able to do, there was a lost child. I hadn't heard about this lost child. Tell me about that.
Thursday, actually, when I ran into you.
Okay.
That's what we were looking for. I had a 6-year-old.
That's why you were all there together, just getting starting what was going on. Okay.
Right when I turned, I saw you. She just approached us, and we started separating, looking for the child.
Yeah.
6-year-old walked away, got separated from her mother. And within 10
I gotta know. Did you find her at the rides or at the food?
The food. Kind of in between. Not far from where she last saw her.
Oh, that's good.
But we were there to help, and it was a good deal.
Well, you see, now that's the thing. One of these type of deals. If the young lady lost her child, it could have emerged into panic mode pretty quickly there, couldn't
it? I can see that now being a father.
Yeah.
They seem to separate from you quickly.
You've got a child relatively close to that age.
Yes.
What, a year below that or something?
Yep.
Like Carly,
she's 5.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Can you see Carly trying to walk off like that? Well, that's a possibility, I guess.
It's a possibility. I'm pretty much a hawk over top of her. But you never know what's going to gain their attention.
Yeah.
So we were there to help, and she came right to us, and we got it a happy ending.
Well, that's wonderful. And that must have made you feel pretty good that she came directly over to you folks instead of being scared.
Yes. Yeah, she was definitely concerned. Like I said, I left one officer with her, then the rest of us started looking because we were all in contact.
No, I meant that your child came over, that the child came over to you folks whenever you spotted the 6-year-old child, that she didn't, like, scared of police or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, when I got back to her, I know the mother and child.
Yeah.
And you can see they were both visibly upset.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet they were. Well, all's well that ends well, isn't it?
That's correct.
Tell me about the other thing. You had these advanced or these additional patrols. You caught some wrongdoing, didn't you?
Well, we got some guys that misbehaved previously. They were one on warrant. But that's what you get when you get out in the community, start looking. But everything, no major incidents, everything went well.
Tell me a little bit about the why did you do it this year if you didn't last year? Why did you step them up?
Well, last year, like I said, I started with two officers last year, thinking that you just have a presence up there.
Yeah.
We had a small issue with juveniles last year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you told me Thursday night. You had the kids running around.
Yeah, we had a group last year that grew to about 30 to 40 strong.
Really?
And we kind of dealt with them for 2 to 3 months after the Fall Fun Fest.
No kidding.
So
just a, like a, for want of a different term, just a, like a mob of hooligans.
Shenanigans. They're doing shenanigans. Yeah.
Okay.
So I decided this year that I was going to make a presence known up there, and I hope the community appreciate it. There were some kids. There's always good kids.
Sure.
But from what I could tell, there was nobody causing problems, nobody hanging out in the alleys. We kept them all on the move and had an enjoyable Fall Fest.
So you didn't get the shenanigans this year that you'd seen in the past.
That's correct.
Well, now that's important.
It is important.
Because you've got a lot of folks up there who are spending a lot of time and spend a lot of money.
Well, you got the crowd, of course.
Sure.
But the business owners,
yeah,
they have displays out. They have their buildings vandalized, written on. We had some kids getting on roofs in the previous years.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that was when Charlie talked that one kid down, right?
Yeah, we had a girl sitting on the edge. That was way back, what?
10 years ago, anyway.
10, 12 years ago. But now the kids are somehow getting up there and causing damage to property now.
Oh, really?
One business owner was having a leak inside of her business and found out that stuff had been removed around a pipe. So
the kids could climb or something? Yep. Is that what they were doing?
Yep.
These kids today, I tell you what.
I like the ground. That's where I need to be.
Yeah, no kidding.
But no, it was just kind of a proactive thing, and we need to be there anyway. I mean, that's the big community event for us.
Speaking of things that have been going on, school started since you and I last talked, and it's always time, there's never a bad time to remind folks the rules around school buses, is there?
That's correct. You and I always talk about kids on bicycles, kids on foot, running out in front of cars.
Well, especially in this weather, you're going to get a lot more kids on bicycles than kids walking around.
Boy, it's nice right now.
Isn't it sharp? It's very nice.
About didn't want to come in, Bruce. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you.
We could have done a remote somewhere.
That would have been nice.
I don't know where we would have gone. But I
could have gone outside.
Well, some fancy place.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
Guess we can go to the new parking lot next time.
There you go. What do you think of the new parking lot?
The new parking lot's almost, we got a little delayed, but
we'll talk about the new parking lot in a little bit.
Let's get back to the kids.
Okay.
The kiddos. One thing that's been brought to our attention, we have it every year, but it seems like we're having a pickup in a passing and stop school bus.
Oh, really?
We had one on Delaware recently. If you are approaching or coming up behind a stop school bus with a stop arm out, you are required to stop.
So what are these people thinking? Like, if, especially on Delaware, where presumably they're going, the school bus may be stopped on the left, on the right side, and these people are passing on the left.
Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know if they're on their phones, which seems to be a huge problem now also, distracted driving. We've actually had an uptick in enforcement on that. I directed officers to do that.
Have you been catching more of those?
Oh, yes, and which have led to warrant arrests, suspended drivers.
Is that right?
Yes.
So you're seeing folks talking. Yeah, their head.
You don't even have talk. You just have it in your hand, checking your email, checking a text message.
Is that right?
Don't even need it in your hand.
All right. We'll get the hypothetical guy again.
I haven't seen him for a while.
Thank heavens.
That's a good thing.
It's a good hypothetical guy has to drive to work a lot earlier than
a lot earlier and takes naps in the afternoon. Just don't see him much out
there. That's exactly right. Okay. So, folks, Pat. You know, if you see a school bus, if you see those lights start coming on, It's time to slow down and just stop.
Yeah, yellow's the warning, of course.
Yellow's the warning.
When it gets completely stopped, they put the arm out, which actually got the stop sign on the left, red flashing lights on top, and a bar in the front. That way the kid doesn't walk too close to the front of the bus so the bus driver can see him.
Yeah.
There is penalties for passing a school bus.
Pretty sizable, aren't they?
Yes. The first conviction, you lose your license for 3 months.
Good grief.
And a $500 fine.
Oh, my.
And I don't have $500, so...
No, I don't either.
If a second violation, you lose your license for a year. You know, we need to protect the kids.
That's exactly right. And thank goodness you haven't had a problem.
Right.
I mean, you haven't had an accident.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, and that's the thing, Keith. That's when a lot of times folks will redouble their efforts or redouble their thought processes on this thing after some type of accident. You don't want to have that to happen.
Yeah, we have not had an accident. Actually, we are right now trying to get with a school and possibly let an officer ride the bus, see if that's possible.
Oh, no kidding.
And just kind of see what we see also. I know officers ride trains. Troopers used to do that to check the crossings.
Yeah.
You know, of course, being on the bus might calm kids down a little bit, too. You never know.
Well, that's possible. but they wouldn't be there basically to see the bus because you're not going to be able to ride every bus. You just don't have enough manpower.
Yeah.
It'd be like a one in random, right?
Yeah, with two guys on, it's, you know, and then school getting out, I've got them assigned to the school around that area. It's hard to be on the bus routes.
Yeah.
So we're considering getting in talk with the school and hiring some people back and putting them on buses just to see what, a little proactive.
I'm talking with the Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklesher. You're listening to Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Fairfield, back in a minute. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklesher. And Keith has been, we've been talking about some of the stuff going on around school buses. That is an intriguing, have you ever, whenever you talk to other police chiefs around the area, does anybody else put police officers in buses, like just for that purpose of making sure the safety of the or the or that they'll get an eye on somebody?
The assistant chief says we did it at one time.
Did we?
Back in the day. In my career, we haven't.
Hmm.
But he says troopers have done it and the Fairfield Police have done it previously.
Well, that's, you know, that will certainly get somebody's attention, I would think.
If you're gonna be one of the ones where we'll just have to talk to you afterwards because we can't jump off the bus and run after
them. Well, yeah, but you have somebody who's with a trained eye to at least know what's going on and be able to see it. Tell me a little bit. All right. I don't know that people are used to it yet. I know that I'm not used to it yet. I was asked last week, 2 weeks ago, in a meeting. They thought that I would be the authority on it about where the homecoming parade was going, where the homecoming parade was starting, where it was going, and how it runs. And I said, I presume just the same as always, right? Driving by school and then driving by Center Street and then turn on Delaware and all that kind of business. And they just all looked at me. No, you had the chief on your show. And it didn't do that last year. Is that right?
That's correct. We did change it last year.
I said, wait a second. I broadcast that parade last year, so it would have made the turn of the different turn. How did I miss this?
Hypothetical guy.
No, sleeping since then. lack of sleep.
Well, if you come in the morning about 2 o'clock, that's getting about prime time days moment.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Okay, now tell folks who I know that there's a new class of people every year trying to get on and get into the homecoming parade. And several classes probably. You'll have the class of 66, 50-year class. The 40-year class will be there, 76, I guess. And you'll have a few other classes trying to get on. And they're used to the parade down there at the high school. What is the new route?
The 2016 parade route for all parades.
All parades.
The homecoming, veterans, and Christmas.
Okay.
We will line up on North 1st Street.
You can't say that. You can't tell us this enough, by the way, clearly.
I understand. But it worked out so well last year.
Did it really?
With the detour routes and the congestion they have at the high school following the parade.
Yeah.
I get tying it to the school, but there were no functions there.
Yeah.
And then when you get the detour routes that the state set up, putting semis on Spring Street, a lot of people aren't familiar with Fairfield, but Spring Street and Broadway were not made for two.
Because they were going around the backside of the school.
Yes, crossing the tracks, getting back up in those small neighborhood areas.
Yeah.
And we were having lines tore down every year.
Yeah.
And just to mention that I have to have a uniform officer on.
Now, if Broadway went to 7th Street, maybe you could do that.
It does not.
It does not.
It does not.
There's a house there. Yeah. Hank would be very angry. Hank Eckleberry would not be happy.
There's a whole block there.
That's exactly right.
So we switched it last year, and it worked out great. We will line up on North 1st Street, and if you are in the parade, we ask that you come in on 7th Street mm-hmm. through Lakeside Park up to Northside School, kind of come the long way.
Oh, okay.
That way, and they'll have somebody there to put you in line where you need to be.
Okay.
And then you can ease your way up 1st Street to your position.
Oh, okay. So basically, you'll come in from you want folks to come in up like a DAR.
Correct.
Come into, or Lakeside Park, which becomes DAR.
Yes.
And then come up come southward.
Yes.
Come from the north southward, and you'll be met at the school, you would think.
In that area.
Okay.
We will have the entire North 1st Street blocked off. You will not be able to go north or south.
School gets out when? When does school get out?
I want to say noon or 1, right?
Yeah, if not, certainly no later than that.
The grade school gets out at noon. Okay. Northside does, because that's the staging area.
Yeah.
That way they get their buses back in
high
the
school is going to get out around 1 anyway or something.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Parade's at 2.
Right.
So
parade's at 2:30.
The 2:30. I'll be there at 2.
Oh, you'll be there at 2.
I'll be there at 9.
I'll be there at 2 also, but the parade starts at 2:30.
I won't save you a spot.
Well, don't worry. I won't be down there. You know where I'm
going
to be.
I know where you're going.
You know where I'm
not going to save you a spot up there either.
You know where I'm going to park up there, though.
Yeah, I know. You can talk to sheriff about that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I will talk to the sheriff about that if there's a problem.
But we will have blocked it at Court Street right there by City Hall.
Yeah.
And that's where the parade will begin. So upon 2:30. We will turn east onto Court Street.
Onto Court.
Up to 4th, which would be the courthouse.
So you've already come up the hill.
Yes.
You've come up the hill on 1st Street,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to go turning right. You're going to turn left there, pardon me, and go by the VFW on one side and by City Hall on the other.
That's correct.
Okay.
Then we're going to turn right and go by Johnson's Funeral Home, Joe's Body Shop.
Okay.
And then we're going to see your lovely smiling face
see
on the radio.
See my smiling face and listen to me on the radio.
At the gazebo.
At the gazebo.
And
that's right.
We're going to turn right, turn west on the
should
Main
be
Street.
Bill, I think Billy will be with me again. I haven't asked him. I suppose I probably
that's
should.
That's a dangerous thing.
You ain't a kid.
Maybe I better be at that intersection.
You might need to be at that one.
Maybe I put two up there. And then we're going to travel all the way straight on Main Street, all the way to 4th,
okay.
Where the old Shell Hooper's Midway now.
Okay. And or then, Chop Shop on one side
yes,
there.
And then we're going to turn north, as in right, and we will dismantle in the Airtex parking lot.
So folks are basically staying in parade form all the way up the hill there on 4th Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty interesting way to do that, isn't it? Works out real well?
It works out great for us. Like I said, we leave Delaware completely open, and then we only have the east and northbound traffic that we have to detour,
yeah.
Which is at Center Street.
Right.
And so with the old parade route, we had...
There were three or four different places where you had people crossing Delaware. You had kids in band uniforms crossing Delaware, mm-hmm. Just tremendous clusters of problems, potential problems,
yeah.
Right?
And when we line up the parade, we keep... the traffic off one block away each on east and west for the safety of the lineup.
Oh, at First Street, so people are staying all the way back to Sibley.
Well,
or second on the one side.
Yeah, on Elm Street, Sibley, Curry, Parkhurst.
Yeah,
and Johnson on the other side, Parkhurst on the other side.
Yeah,
there'd be one block that you can't get to First Street, so you have to come in line up from the north.
Oh, okay. So this is that tells that is certainly.
There's one thing that, you know, safety's big. You know, you don't want somebody driving through a parade lineup.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you got kids preparing, getting ready to throw candy, maybe eating the candy before they get on the
floor.
They
may be fired up and not looking.
You never know. That may have happened. It may have happened back in the day. But
the candy never getting given away, you mean?
Yeah. Maybe they throw it out all in the first block, one or the other.
Yeah. Throw it at each other.
So, but safety's very important. And that's why we're going to try to keep the traffic off. You know, you're going to have the parade line up on the west side, which is the right, and then people come in on the east side. And
what if I say, hey, man, how am I going to get back to First Street there?
Well, we'll have somebody there to direct you that way.
There we go. That's the important thing, because it's easy to get from that fourth Street parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You just go down to Second and then like up Laurel, and then you're Parkhurst, and you're back to where your car is, right?
Yep.
Works perfectly.
Yep.
Why didn't you think of this before?
We did. We didn't approach the subject.
It's changed, too, isn't it?
Yeah. It's difficult. I understand.
I got to tell you, last year it worked swimmingly from what I recall.
Mm-hmm.
But there are new classes every year who've never done it that mm-hmm. way.
And then you also have new parade organizers every year.
Well, I guess that's true. Different classes, different sponsors.
Yes.
Different class
sponsors. Now, your veterans and your staples, they're pretty set. You know, those folks, they know what they're doing.
Bobby and Jill and the folks at the high school who've been there several years.
Well, those, plus you have Clifford Reaver for the Veterans Parade and Phyllis for the Kiwanis. They've got down to a science.
Actually, Phyllis is very scientific about it. You say they have it to a science. You ain't a kidding.
Well, I will have to admit, I need to speak with her. I do. I may have used some of her language in my lineup letter.
Oh, is that right? she probably doesn't mind.
Well, I was trying to catch her at the shake-up stand, but I never caught her.
Uh-huh. She's around sometimes.
Busy person.
She is busy. Okay, so now this is next Friday, not this Friday, not this week.
October
7th. This will be next Friday, October 7th, and the parade will start at 2. When do you think folks are going to start lining up?
When they start lining up?
Yeah.
Right after school.
But I mean, I know you won't have other folks down there like noon or like it's not like a rummage sale.
I'd say probably 1 o'clock is when they'll start.
It's not a rummage sale where people will show up at 5 a.m.
Now on the parade route, you have people parking that early.
Well, now that's true.
You'll have the cars that's been left there,
and folks leaving their chairs.
Yep, that still happens.
That's pretty cool. And there's nothing else involving you folks at the game or at the other than your standard.
Yeah, we'll have
football game.
We'll have officers there to walk through the crowd, and of course we had four home games this year.
So yeah,
they've been far and few between here.
Yeah, there's only four. Well, hopefully there's more than that.
Well, hopefully we'll have a great crowd. We're having a great year.
Hopefully they'll get more than. Hopefully they'll get another home game
we'll
or
get
two.
A playoff game.
That'd be fun. Yeah. That'd be fun, but the thing. Have you had a chance to see him play yet this year?
I have not. I've listened to you. That's all I need.
flattery will get you everywhere.
Well, you kicked me off for a month. I got to bring the goods.
That's true.
Is it working?
It's just working great. It's working great. I'm talking to Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklage. We'll be back with more stuff about the local city policing and what is going on with those folks. When we return here, you are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined across the way by Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklager. And, Chief, there have been some pretty robust changes since the last time you and I have talked, haven't there, at the police department?
There's always changes.
Well, I guess that's true.
Daily.
The personnel changes is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we lost a great member.
Tell me
Not
about.
Lost.
He retired.
Retired. Yes.
Tell me about. Did Kim make 20 years? He got that. I guess he got the 20.
Yeah,
huh?
20 plus years.
How long did it. Was it plus years? How much of a more than 20?
August 1996 to September 2016.
It was not. It was not a surprise that he was planning on doing that. But talk to me a little bit about Cam Simpson and his career at the city of Fairfield.
Cam was assistant chief when I came in. He was hired 3 years before I was. Just kind of going personal here.
Yeah.
Very instrumental in my career. He was my go to if I had questions while I was working his shift.
Yeah.
Great career. Can't say enough positive things about Cam.
Never, I probably should have had Cam out here. Did he ever have to pull his gun, that kind of thing?
I don't know that.
I don't think he did. Now that I think about it, I'm not sure. I'll have to ask, the reason I'm not sure of that is because, it's a possibility, that would probably be lore between some of his, between some of the other friends that hang out with Cam at probably more than I do. But what a career.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, just the high education mark and everything. He's always on top of everything that was going on.
Being the assistant chief for so many years, he was also one of the folks who helped, I'm assuming, make sure that everybody else did their education.
That's correct.
He was one of the forces behind that, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I just can't put in words. I mean, just very instrumental in everything.
All right, then. So him gone, that creates a vacancy, or at least it's a reduction in force. Do you have an opening at this time, or are you going to be looking for one, or do you know?
We are in the process. I have spoke with the alderman and the mayor, and hopefully get to talk to them tonight about that.
How's the list looking right now? Because I mean, the list is about an every 2 year deal.
Yep, and we're down to two.
I was going to say it started out. What did it start out like, four or five?
Yeah, started out four. Last hire, we're down to two.
Uh huh.
And we're getting to we may have to supplemental the list.
Really?
Been talk with Police Commissioner Weedman.
Uh huh.
And so we got some questions out there that are being fielded right now.
Yeah. Your general intended time for adding to the list is what, May?
This list expires August of 2017.
Oh, August of next year. I was thinking it was May of next year.
No, it's August.
Because it's a two-year Correct. Process.
Correct.
You may not make it to your list may not make it to that. I'm just thinking of the age of some of the folks you've got there. I'm not trying to push anybody out.
What's going
trust
on here?
Me.
What's going on?
Yeah, trust me, Keith. I'm not trying.
You pulling some strings?
No.
I don't like surprises.
We see now. That's the point is, folks. At this point, might want to be thinking in the future if you have an interest in policing and an interest in police work. Might want to be in shape and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not something you can do overnight. No. Like I said, we don't know if it'll be an opening. We got two on the list right now. We will be testing next year.
Yeah, certainly.
Probably earlier than later. So we are at 10 officers, including myself right now, which I'm pretty much just administration. So we're kind of bare bones for where we need to be. I feel 11 is our perfect number.
Well, that's the thing. Whenever I saw the 7 up there at the Fall Fun Fest,
that was pretty much the force.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty close to everybody. Out.
Yeah,
all hands in on deck. You know,
that's what. And I did not allow any time off because that was the purpose.
Yeah. You said you were going to talk to the alderman and that kind of stuff. You've got other things going on tonight that you're keeping an eye on, don't you? For the council meeting.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly earlier. Trick or treat dates will be set tonight.
I don't think we talked on the radio about it.
Okay. Well, of course, I don't have any say so in that, but the alderman will discuss that tonight since Halloween will fall on a Sunday this year.
It is an amazing thing. Fairfield is an amazing place, and that October 31st does not exist on a Sunday.
Nope.
Never has.
It's amazing.
It is really an amazing place.
All right, sorry.
So that discussion is tonight.
Yeah, it's tonight.
And other things at this time of year, folks are doing the autumn things. Every year you kind of you see folks, they have maybe a little enthusiasm with burning stuff.
Yeah. Burning is banned in the city of Fairfield during certain months. You're allowed to burn leaves and debris, yard debris. Of course, you can't burn trash, tires,
paint,
construction materials, anything like that. Plastic, burn coating off rubber, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Leaves, landscape waste, items like that. You can burn those in September, October, November, and December.
Mm-hmm.
On private property. Do not burn them on the roadway. Do not burn them on the sidewalk. Do not burn them in the alleys.
I know a hypothetical guy got busted one time for burning on the roadway. Yeah. 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 He was, let me tell you the situation. This is what people think. I thought this at the time. I had a nice little asphalt road out there, cement asphalt / road. And, well, I didn't. Hypothetical guy did. And he was.
Does he live in the area?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
Not anymore. But at the time, he lived where he lived. It was a nice little road. And he was out there burning leaves and trash. Not trash. Burning leaves and limbs. Had a great fire going. Well, the city attorney just happened to drive by.
Bad road to live on there.
Bad road to live. Well, he did too. See, the he lived on that road too. So, hypothetical guy found out real quickly that, you know, that's probably not the right thing to do.
Right.
Remind people again, you can't burn on the road.
Right. It damages the roadway.
It looks like it's perfect for it. It looks like, but boy, it's not.
We're doing the best to maintain the roads with what money we have. Let's not destroy them on purpose.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't think hypothetical guy even thought about the heat coming from burning leaves, even leaching into just leaching into or bothering a road.
Yeah.
You don't think it's going to get hot enough, but it gets pretty hot.
It gets pretty warm. And then the ashes set there. It will also bring my next point, sunrise and sunset. If you go to bed, you got to put that fire out.
Oh, is that right?
That's correct. You cannot leave it unattended.
Okay, so the fire you can burn in September, October, and November.
September, October, November, and December.
And December. And it has to be sunrise to sunset, yep. No after dark.
Right.
And, boy, why is that?
You never know when that stuff's going to spread.
Weenies. You know, yeah. Cook a weenie in
now,
there.
You can have recreational fires.
Recreational bonfires.
Yes. Well, not bonfires, but if you had a fire pit or whatever.
Oh, I see.
I don't think you want a bonfire like you did at the high school for homecoming.
Yeah.
They still do that?
I've got the gals coming on next week. I don't know.
Don't know yet.
We'll find out.
There is one other time you can burn, and that's March 1st through May 15th. It's kind of spring cleanup.
Oh, I see.
So, just want to get that out there. We're not to that point yet. Leaves are still hanging on for the most part.
They're hanging on. They're starting to come.
Yeah, starting to come. So, we had the shift in the weather. I can clarify the trick-or-treat for you.
Please
the
do.
The reason I say the 30th, it's always been 2 days.
Yeah.
Don't know if they're letting trick-or-treat on Sunday or not.
That's right.
That's what I meant.
Okay, Halloween is actually the Monday.
It's on Monday.
Fairfield at many times does not permit trick-or-treating on Sunday.
Yeah, so that's what's
discussion. So we're trying to figure out if it's going to be two nights or one night.
That is correct.
I got you.
There you go.
I got you.
A little clarification. Goes a long way.
You know, I think hopefully folks understood me. You understood me.
I just want to make it clear.
That's probably smart. Okay. Keith, I appreciate you coming in. I ask you every time you're here, and here I'm going to ask you again. It's been a year and a half now for the Megan Nichols family. Is there anything new? Do we keep chasing? You keep chasing your tail on this, don't you?
2 years.
Is it 2.5 years now?
Two plus.
Oh wow, I guess it is. I was thinking it was 15, but it was 14.
Yep.
August or July 4th.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be a broken record. We still get leads. I actually was in contact with the FBI office in Marion last week.
Is that right?
And we are scheduling a meeting between Illinois State Police and FBI and myself and to go over everything again. Like I said, we never give up on it.
Yeah.
Just see if there's anything new. We followed a lead. It turned out to be unfounded. I'll go ahead and give it to you. Found out that somebody ran her name in the computer. And it ended up being just somebody checking to see if she was still missing.
Yeah.
So, but we still run them down. Like I said, we still get together. We still talk, share information. Just keep working at it.
That's the
thing. Don't ever let it go cold.
How many – is there any way to even estimate how many man hours have been spent on trying to find this poor little girl?
Well, I know that you're looking at my entire department and at least 8 detectives from a different district, the Illinois State Police, the FBI. I don't know how many agents they've actually. I know 2 of them have worked it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes beyond.
It's points of pride now. You want to find the girl.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's at some point it becomes it becomes a point of pride to find.
Yeah, it goes beyond the man hours work. I to this day, I still driving somewhere. I'm just thinking.
Running it through your head.
Yeah. You know, would that be a spot? Would that be, just looking? Or could this happen?
Well,
could.
See, now, the reason I guess I ask that is because the one from Edwardsville came to a good ending.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl with the daughter or with the son.
Yes.
The one from Edwardsville came to a good ending over the weekend, and that was through I presume a lot of police work and somebody keeping an eye on their credit cards, right? Yeah.
You had that, and you had the one where Amber Alert was stopped in Grayville recently.
Uh-huh.
Then unfortunately you have our case that and then you also have the Evansville case.
Yeah.
That's
going on right now.
That's still going on right now.
How long is that one now? It's been going on for
4 months, roughly.
Yeah. That was in June?
I want to say June or July also.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it takes a toll on everybody. I mean, the family's hurting, and we're trying to get them answers the best we can, but we don't leave it at the office. We take it home, and we think about it all the time.
Well, keep doing the best thing you can do. That's all I can say, Keith.
We'll keep going.
Thanks very much for joining the show, Keith Cocklazer. Appreciate it.
Good to be back.
Have fun tonight. See y'all later, folks. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Talk to you soon.